Chapter 14. No Hope. A cry rose up from the crowd when the reading of this paper was finished. This hateful family of aristocrats was denounced by a good doctor and well-known citizen of the Republic. There was wild excitement in the room and no pity for Darnay at all. As each member of the jury voted, there was a cheer from the crowd. Every one of them agreed. Darnay was an aristocrat and an enemy of the Republic. He would be sent to the guillotine the next day. Poor Lucy was weak with shock, but knew she must be strong for her husband. The crowd in the courtroom was already pouring out onto the street, but Darnay was still inside with the jailer. Lucy held out her arms towards him, her face full of love and comfort. Barsad was standing near the jailer.
"Let her go to him for a moment," he said, and the jailer nodded.
Lucy went to her husband, and he put his arms round her. "Goodbye, dear darling of my soul. We shall meet again in heaven."
"I can bear it, dear Charles. God will give me strength. Don't suffer for me. A kiss from our child."
Her unhappy father had followed her and fell on his knees in front of them. He ran his hands through his white hair and let out a terrible cry. But Darnay cried, "No, you've done nothing that needs our forgiveness. There was no other possible ending. I tried to do what my mother wanted, but it was impossible. Good could never come of so much evil. Be comforted and forgive me. God bless you." Lucy watched as the jailer led her husband away. When he was gone, she turned and fainted on her father's shoulder. Immediately, Sydney Carton came forward, carried her outside, and gently laid her in a carriage. Dr. Manette and Mr. Lorry sat beside her, and Carton sat with the driver. When they reached the house, he carried her upstairs and laid her on a sofa. Miss Pross and little Lucy watched, their tears falling.
"Oh, dear Carton,"
cried little Lucy, throwing her arms round him.
"Can you do something to help Mama and to save Papa?"
Carton bent and kissed her cheek. Then he looked at her unconscious mother. "May I kiss her before I go?" he asked. As he kissed Lucy's cheek, he whispered some words. Later, little Lucy told them what she had heard, words she remembered for the rest of her life. "For a life you love." Mr. Lorry walked with Carton to the courtyard.
"I have no hope," he said.
"Nor have I," replied Carton. "The doctor can do nothing for him now. May I visit you at Tellson's at 9 o'clock tonight?"
Mr. Lorry agreed. After leaving the Manette's house, Carton stopped.
"Perhaps I should let the Defarges see me," he thought. "It might be useful."
But before going to Saint-Antoine, he found somewhere to eat and then had a long sleep. He woke at 7, tidied his clothes and his hair, and went to the wine shop. Madame Defarge looked at him closely as he asked in bad French for a glass of wine.
"Are you English?"
she asked.
Yes, madame.
As Carton went to sit down, he heard her say to her husband,
He looks just like Evrémonde.
A moment later, Defarge came over with his wine and said good evening.
What?
Said Carton in his bad French.
Oh, good evening, citizen.
When he returned to his wife, Carton heard him say,
Yes, they are alike.
Then the couple continued the conversation they were having before Carton came in.
But where will it stop? Asked Defarge.
When there are no aristocrats left, said his wife.
But the doctor has suffered a lot. You saw his face today when his paper was read.
Yes, I saw his face,
replied Madame Defarge angrily.
I saw that he isn't a true friend of the Republic.
And you saw the terrible suffering of his daughter, continued Defarge.
Yes, I saw his daughter, and I've seen her before, near the prison.
She lifted her finger and let it fall like the blade of an axe.
I believe you would save Evrémonde even now if you could.
No, said Defarge. That's not true. But I would stop there.
Husband, remember that night you brought the doctor's paper home from the Bastille? We read it right here. Remember the secret I told you? That family so badly injured by the Evrémonde brothers is mine. That sister was my sister. That brother was my brother. That father was my father. Those are my dead. So tell wind and fire where to stop, but don't tell me.
Carton went to pay for his wine and left. He would speak to Barsad, and then he would get the document he needed to leave Paris. At 9 o'clock, he was at Tellson's with Mr. Lorry when they suddenly heard footsteps and the doctor came in. It was clear at once from his face that all was lost.
I cannot find my bench, and I must have it, he said. Where is it? I've looked everywhere.
Carton looked at Mr. Lorry, and neither of them spoke.
Let me get to work, cried the doctor. I must finish those shoes. Give me my work.
He threw off his coat and pulled at his hair. To calm him, Mr. Lorry promised he would have his work soon. Carton put a hand on the poor man's shoulder and led him to the fire. There, the doctor sat silently, with tears running down his face. Carton went to pick up the doctor's coat from the floor, and as he did so, a document fell out.
Thank God, he said to Mr. Lorry. This allows the doctor, his daughter, and her child to pass the barrier. If he hadn't already got this, perhaps he wouldn't have been given it today. But it could still be recalled.
What do you mean? Asked Mr. Lorry. They're not in danger, are they?
Yes, they're in great danger. Madame Defarge may denounce them. I went to Saint-Antoine earlier and heard her talking about them. Then Barsad told me that she has spoken to the woodcutter near the prison. He will denounce Lucy for making signs to the prisoners, and perhaps her father and child too. He saw them both with her near the prison wall.
No!
Cried Mr. Lorry, terrified.
But you will save them all, said Carton calmly. I'll explain how, but please don't ask me any questions. You must trust me.
Tell me what to do, said Mr. Lorry.
Carton took a paper from his pocket.
This is my own document allowing me to leave Paris, he said. Keep it safe for me until tomorrow. I've arranged with Barsad to see Darnay in prison tomorrow, and I don't want to take it with me. Have a carriage ready to leave from the Manette's house at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I will, said Mr. Lorry.
You're a good man, said Carton warmly. Take the doctor home now, and tell Lucy that she and her father and child are in danger. Tell her that her husband's last wish is for them to leave. Be ready in the carriage at 2 o'clock tomorrow and wait for me to arrive. As soon as I come, we will leave for England together.
I will do what you say, promised Mr. Lorry.
Carton took the old man's hand and put it to his lips. Then, between them, they helped the doctor home to his daughter. Looking up at the light in Lucy's window, Carton whispered a final blessing and goodbye.